Zondervan presents Rooted, Reflections on the Gardens in Scripture by Murray Andrew Pura, read by the author.
I think that if ever a mortal heard the voice of God, it would be in a garden at the cool of the day. F. Frankfort Moore, From a Garden of Peace. The Garden Path. I was 25 years old before I found out I had a cousin who was a monk living in a monastery in the south end of the city. No one in the family had ever mentioned him. It was a mutual friend who figured it out. He set up a meeting, and I showed up at the big iron gates and high walls of the monastery at the appointed time. I pulled a rope, a bell clanged, and a figure cloaked in white and black came, greeted me, and brought me inside to the Father Abbot. I confess I was a bit apprehensive about meeting my cousin. After all, what did we have in common? He was Catholic, I was Protestant. He had taken a vow of chastity. I hoped to meet a young woman and get married. He spent his days isolated from the world in a monastery. I spent my days right in the middle of the world. For that matter, what did I have in common with any of the men who moved silently in and out of the abbot's office in black hoods and white robes? But there was nothing to worry about. The abbot plied me with homemade cookies and glasses of fresh milk from the monastery's prized dairy herd. Do you want another cookie? How about some more milk? What do you think of it? How does it taste? Is it cold enough for you? When my cousin finally arrived, he was full of smiles and warmth and looked like Friar Tuck. Even though among themselves the Trappists maintained a vow of silence, a large part of the time, with visitors they were allowed to speak freely and laugh freely, which my cousin, Brother Martin, found very easy to do. He took me on a tour of the monastery, down long stone corridors to the chapel, to the library, to the kitchen. We talked about family, about faith, about God. I told him about my work with the street church in the downtown.